Hi, welcome back to the channel. This video is an update on Evergrande and the other property developers in China. And today's video, we're going to look at some very concerning news that's just come out from Zenro, which is the 30th largest Chinese property developer by sales. And they've just come out and announced that they will not be repaying a bond that's due on March the 5th. Which doesn't sound like it should be a major surprise given the fact that a lot of other Chinese property developers are defaulting on bonds right now. However, this follows on from a statement that the company made early in January that it had sufficient cash to be able to repay this bond. So over the last 6 weeks or so, the situation has deteriorated rapidly for Zenro. And that is of concern to all of us who are following the market and also gives an indication that things are starting to get much worse in China right now. So in this video, I want to run you through who Zenro are, what they've got outstanding in terms of their debt obligations, what they said in their press release on the 4th of January, and then to have a look at the situation with regards to the actual bond that they're due to repay on the 5th of March, because it's an unusual bond. It's a perpetual bond, so that means that it doesn't actually have to be repaid. I'll then go on to give you an update on what's happening with regards to the markets, because we've got some sales data from January for both Zenro and also the top 100 property developers. And then I'll finally wrap up with my view as to what I think the implications of this Zenro announcement are for Evergrande and the other property developers and the general situation with regards to the Chinese economy. So before we get into all of that, it would be really great if you could give me a thumbs up at some point during this video. I'd really appreciate it if you're enjoying the content. And also, if you haven't subscribed already, then please do so. And don't forget that I include chapters in all my videos. So if there's a section in this video that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next topic. Zenro is the 30th largest property developer in China by measurement of sales. And they currently have around about $14 billion of debt. And of that total debt, around $3.65 billion is in overseas bonds. Until recently, Zenro was seen as one of the shining lights in the Chinese property development sector and was not seen as having any problems at all. It had met all three of the three red lines tests, and it had been paying all of the coupons on all of its bonds and meeting redemptions as and when they became due. The company is rated by Moody's and Fitch, and until recently the Fitch rating was sitting at B+. The business has around about $2.5 billion of bonds that are due to mature in 2022. And on the 4th of January 2022, the company announced to the markets that it intended to redeem a perpetual bond of $200 million on the 5th of March. And on the 6th of January 2022, the company announced that it had agreed a new line of credit with Bank of China of $1.45 billion, which took the total amount of debt that it has from the four state-owned banks to $3.8 billion. So the situation at the start of January looked extremely healthy for Zenro, and the fact that it was redeeming a perpetual bond sent a very strong message to the market that the company had surplus cash and was happy to start paying down its debt obligations when it had the opportunity to do so. Now, perpetual bonds are quite unusual these days and not seen very often in the markets. So I wanted to just take a couple of moments now to talk about perpetual bonds so that everybody understands exactly what they are. A perpetual bond, as you might have worked out, is something that is issued that has no fixed redemption date. So once it is issued, the holders of that bond will not be entitled to repayment at any point in the future. It does have windows when the company has the option of repaying the bond, but there is no way for a bondholder to force the company to repay them. And for that reason, it's quite unusual for these bonds to be issued. The only reason for buying a perpetual bond from a company is if you believe that the credit risk is first class and that you just want to take income forever from that company. So that's why they're quite rare these days. It's unusual for a company to have such a high credit rating that it can get away with issuing a perpetual bond. And equally, it's unusual for investors to take the risk on perpetual bonds, because if the credit rating does fall, then there's no option of being repaid other than to sell that bond in the secondary market. And obviously, if the credit risk has increased, then the price would go down in the secondary market. The ZEMRO perpetual bond has a coupon of 10.25%, which is extremely high and would essentially be classified as a high yield bond in terms of pricing. Now, the bond was issued on the 19th of June 2019, and at that time, the rating with Fitch was B+, so nowhere near investment grade. In fact, B+ is actually in non-investment grade status. And if you follow this channel, you'll know that Turkey was recently downgraded to a single B rating by Fitch, which gives you an indication of the type of credit risk associated with a single B lender. So the rating and the pricing for the ZEMRO perpetual bond don't really add up. When you're looking at a perpetual bond, you would want a triple A rated investment, and you would expect a coupon much lower than 10.25%. Perpetual bonds are rarely issued these days, but one of the most famous bonds was issued by the UK government in 1932 and was referred to as a victory bond. So these bonds were issued during World War I and they carried a coupon of 3.5%. And the final outstanding bonds were eventually redeemed in 2014 by the UK government. So perpetual bonds are rare and they're usually issued by institutions that have a very strong credit rating and for a specific reason. So the circumstances around the ZEMRO perpetual bond that was issued in 2019 and the pricing attaching to it are quite unusual because they weren't investment grade, there wasn't a specific reason, and also the bond is relatively small, it's only $200 million. So there's a big question mark as to why this bond was ever created and who bought it. We don't know who the bondholders are, but it seems a very unusual arrangement. And it's also unusual that ZEMRO announced that it was repaying the bond less than 3 years after it was issued. On the 11th of February, rumours emerged on the internet that ZEMRO was in financial difficulty and that it was looking to restructure its offshore debt. In response to these rumours, the company issued a statement on the 14th of February stipulating that the articles were untrue and fictitious, and that the company expressly reserved its right to pursue legal action against the author, media, and parties responsible for the inaccurate information. The company went on to confirm that the operations of the group remain normal, and the group continues to carry on its business as usual, and specifically referred to its previous announcement on the 6th of January relating to the new debt facilities that had been put in place with the Bank of China. The old adage that there's no smoke without fire usually rings true, and Fitch responded to the rumours on the internet by downgrading ZEMRO. They moved the rating from B+ to single B and gave a ratings watch of negative. Fitch stated that the downgrade reflects ZEMRO's limited progress in addressing large capital market maturities in 2022. The company announced in January that it will carry out the redemption of its US dollar perpetual securities, although there has been market speculation that it might not happen. The rating watch negative reflects the potential for further negative rating action on further deterioration in liquidity and funding access, failure to address upcoming capital market debt maturities, and/or sustained material decline in contracted sales. The capital market remains inaccessible to ZEMRO, and we believe that the company may have to rely mostly on cash generation from contracted sales to repay its capital market maturities in 2022. So Fitch specifically referred to the rumours around whether or not the company did have enough cash to repay this perpetual bond, but they also referenced the fact that ZEMRO, along with all of the other property developers in China, no longer have access to capital markets to be able to raise cash to repay their own bonds. So this is the refinancing risk that all of the property developers are now facing, that as and when the bonds are coming up for maturity, it's very difficult to replace those bonds. In the past, you would have just issued a new bond and repaid the old bondholders with the new bondholders' money. Now that you can't get access to the new bondholders' money, there is a real problem for all these developers. So it's interesting that Fitch have highlighted this at this point, because that's been a risk for quite a long period of time. But as soon as Fitch heard about the rumours in the market, they decided to downgrade ZEMRO and to put negative outlook on the company. They also specifically referred to problems with contracted sales for Zemro and indicated that the company will need to generate enough cash to be able to repay its obligations, which, if you follow this channel, you'll know that it's impossible for any of these property developers to be able to repay their obligations from cash flow. They just don't have anywhere near enough cash flow coming through to be able to pay billions of dollars of bonds off. On the 18th of February, 1 week after the abject denial that it had any problems with regards to its cash flows, Zemro issued another statement to the market. The statement refers to its intention to repay the perpetual bond on the 5th of March, which was announced on the 4th of January, and then goes on to say that since the announcement was made, against the backdrop of adverse market conditions, the company's internal funds available for debt service became increasingly limited. As such, the company expects that its existing internal resources may be insufficient to address its upcoming debt maturities in March 2022, including the redemption of the securities in full on the 5th of March 2022. So that refers to the perpetual bond of $200 million. Therefore, the company is soliciting consents from beneficial owners of the securities to certain proposed waiver and amendments in respect of the securities pursuant to the consent solicitation as described in the consent solicitation memorandum. So what that is saying is that although they issued an announcement to the market on the 4th of January that they intended to repay the $200 million in full, they no longer have enough cash to do that, and they're now seeking a waiver from all of the bondholders to consent to not receiving repayment. The statement goes on to talk about the market. It says, since the beginning of 2022, the property sector in China has continued to experience volatility. Reduced bank lending for real estate development, coupled with certain negative credit events, have intensified market concerns over the operations of Chinese property developers. As a result, pre-sale of Chinese property developers has generally decreased. The company also experienced a noticeable decline of its aggregate contracted sales in recent months. Specifically, the aggregate contracted sales of the company for the month ended 31st of January 2022 were 29.5% lower compared to the corresponding period ending 31st of January 2021. The company anticipates that the market condition in the real estate sector remains under pressure in 2022, and therefore, in the absence of a sharp recovery in the market and a resurge of various financing options, the company remains cautious about its liquidity in the near term. The company, therefore, is working on generating sufficient cash flow to meet its financial commitments, and as part of these efforts, the company is conducting the consent solicitation as described in the consent solicitation memorandum. The document goes on to confirm that a consent fee and a step-up fee will be payable to all bondholders, equating to 1.75% of the full amount of the bond. So this statement from the company is really interesting for a couple of reasons. Firstly, the timing. The company announced to the market on the 4th of January that it wanted to repay the perpetual bond. And then 6 weeks later, it's had to announce that it no longer has enough cash flow and it's now having to pay a fee to the bondholders to waive the proposed repayment. Now, this is crazy because a perpetual bond never has to be repaid. So you should never have to pay any fees to any of those bondholders because you just leave them in place and pay the coupon. So something drastic has happened within Zemro over the last 6 weeks because they set everything up to make the repayment and now they're having to legally seek a consent to allow the company not to make that repayment. Now, that is a serious form of mismanagement. There is no way that you should be issuing statements to the market and then having to retract them a few weeks later. You should know what your sales look like. You should have forward visibility on how the company is trading. So something material has happened within Zemro within the last few weeks for this situation to have arisen. And the company even made a statement on the 11th of February, 7 days before this announcement, that everything was fine and that they intended to take legal action against the people who were putting rumours on the internet that they didn't have enough cash and they were having to go through a restructuring. So quite incredible from a timing point of view. But also what's really important from this announcement is the news about the market. So Zemro have stated that they are now experiencing very severe market conditions. They've referenced the fact that they can't access any debt, but they're also saying that the market is very difficult. And they've evidenced a 29% fall in sales in January. And the numbers that we've seen show that it's been worse than that for most of the developers. So things are really starting to get difficult now in the Chinese property market. And it's likely that we're going to see what's happening to Zemro happening to all of the other developers. And the problem with the other developers is that they were already in financial difficulty. So Zemro have gone from being seen as being high grade to now being junk status. And I think it's likely that we will see a similar slide for all of the other developers. So let's just touch on the market data that we have for January so far. We've seen the figures for the top 100 property developers in China. So this covers the majority of the market. And the numbers for January are really quite concerning. Total sales in January for the top 100 developers equated to around about $84 billion, which is a 41% fall against the figures for January 2021. So last year, total sales were around about $140 billion, and now it's down to $84 billion. And we've seen price data which indicates that prices are still falling, and they are falling faster in Tier 3 and Tier 4 cities, which is where a lot of the property developers have been growing. They've been looking to build huge amounts of apartments in the lesser-known cities, and that's where they're suffering the most. So this fall in sales has come at a time when we know that bank debt is more difficult to get hold of than it was in January 2021. And a lot of these developers are now under severe pressure from a cash flow point of view to keep paying the coupons on their bonds and to repay the bonds as and when they come up for maturity. And that's one of the key issues here, that the markets are now closed to most of these developers. So as and when their bonds are repayable, they won't be able to repay them from the issuance of new bonds. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, the Zemro story is very concerning. We've got a company that a few weeks ago was seen as being one of the best quality property developers in the whole of China. This was a private company that had met all of the three red line tests and was seen to be happily chugging along and was intending to repay a perpetual bond on the 5th of March. Now, repayment of a perpetual bond is only done by a company when they have so much cash they don't know what to do with it. And they made this announcement. Everybody then believed that Zemro was performing really well. Within a matter of weeks, the company has had to reverse that situation. They're now asking all of those bondholders to consent to a waiver of a repayment of a perpetual bond, which is insane. And they're in a very sticky situation. They've now announced to the market that they are unsure whether they've got enough cash to be able to meet all of their obligations. And they've got some big obligations that are coming through in 2022, around about $2.5 billion of overseas bonds that are needing to be repaid. So the situation for Zemro doesn't look good, but the message that we're taking away for this for the other developers is really, really worrying, because Zemro have specifically stipulated that January was a disastrous month for the company. And when we've looked at the figures for January as a whole, it's been a disastrous month for all of the developers. A 46% fall in sales is difficult for any company to be able to cope with. But if you're under immense financial pressure and you don't have the option of being able to raise any more debt, then a 46% fall is going to be terminal for a lot of these companies. They're going to have to announce to the market that they don't have enough cash, they can't meet their interest payments, they won't be able to repay the bonds, and we will be looking at a massive amount of restructuring that needs to be done. And the problem we've got is that the market can't cope with this. There is hundreds of billions of dollars outstanding amongst all of these different developers, and it's likely that they're going to default on all of it. So it's a really worrying sign. And I think the fundamental issue here is that the market has collapsed. The property market in China, prices are falling, but volumes are also falling. And that's the key issue. If we had a slight reduction in prices, but we still had high volumes of sales, then the market may be able to trade through it. But the sheer volume drop is the killer blow here. That's what's killing all these companies. The fact that nobody wants to buy off plan anymore. They've seen what's happened with Evergrande. We've got 1.6 million apartments that have never been completed that people have paid for. That message has gone all around China. People don't want to put their life savings into an off-plan purchase anymore. They're all very worried that the developers are going bust, and they're also worried that property prices are no longer rising at the rates they were, and in fact, they're now falling. So we've got a total lack of confidence in the market across all of the buyers, and that's leading to a huge fall in sales, which will lead to a huge fall in cash flow, which will lead to an increase in the defaults. And therefore, we're going to get to a situation where virtually all of these property developers are going to be in default within the next 3 months or so. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when I come across them. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you want to see more videos like this.